down among Brazilians. Coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station, and old Blue Eyes ushers in.
Thank you.
Another set of old Blue Eyes.
Yes.
Well, let's get a word old out of there. I don't think he wants to put that yet, even though two terms and trying to aim for a third has maybe added a couple of lines and a couple of gray hairs to the head of one Kurt Dykstra.
Is this on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I'm on? Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's probably maybe a few wrinkles, but probably more less hair is probably the way it's
I'm being kind. Yes. By the way, bottom of the hour, 8:30 on 1450 WHTC. It's time for Coffee with the Mayor with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. And Kurt, all is well, I assume, on the watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in pretty good shape overall. It is, you know, we have come through some pretty difficult times, as everyone has experienced. And, you know, we're not completely out of the woods, but it feels as though we are in a spot where we're now poised for some real success. And you're seeing it in a whole host of numbers. You're seeing it in job creation numbers. You know, we lead the state in job creation numbers. We're second in the state of Michigan among the job creators that generate intellectual property. We're second in the state in the amount of exports that happen out of this economy. We're leading. At one point, we were actually leading the nation in manufacturing job creation. Now we're somewhere in the top 20 or top 25 across the country. So there's lots of, you know, good indicators that are happening. Now, obviously, the city of Holland or the municipal governments don't drive a lot of that, but certainly we're there as a supportive feature. You know, good infrastructure, safe streets, for us, you know, good, reliable, affordable power and other utilities, all these things factor in. And, you know, so I think that working together, we've found a pretty good way to weather this storm pretty well.
During my time, and you know, I'm closing in on the end of 12 years here, this city has dealt with some big issues, some serious issues, most recently, of course, being the power plant situation, mm-hmm. and the ongoing litigation involving the Sierra Club with the DeYoung plant, the anti-gay discrimination ordinance that has also been a very contentious issue. But then I've always been intrigued by some of the smaller issues that really get people's danders
sure.
up.
Dogs on parks. And
On parks and maybe some Occupy City Hall actions. The most recent is, to a lot of people, maybe not so much, but to others, it's pretty serious. And that happened this past Wednesday, and that involves the possible increase in the inspection and administration sure. fees of rental properties in the city of Holland. There was some passion coming out of City Hall, out of the chambers on Wednesday night.
Yeah, there was some. I mean, I think that, you know, I don't think it holds a candle to the passion. And again, this is before my time, before your time. When the rental inspection program was put into place in the mid-'80s, I think there was a whole lot more passion that was ongoing at that point. And frankly, it's a simple economics number. It's the situation where we've had the number of rental units about double in the past, I don't know how many years. The amount of inspector activity that's been going on has reduced. So therefore, you put those two together, and you end up with the equation that results in there's a substantial delay in obtaining and getting inspections. Now, you know, so, I mean, I get that people, I mean, nobody likes to have a fee go up, but I think we're talking $75 to $115, so it's not an astronomical fee. And when one considers the overall costs of really running a commercial enterprise, which, let's be honest, that's what a rental unit is, after all. You know, an extra, $35 or whatever that number is, isn't a huge factor. And if it helps provide better service and they get their certificates on time so that they're in good stead and can represent to the tenants who are interested in renting the properties that, look, this is a place that's been inspected and in good shape, I think it's well worth it.
Talking with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, it's Coffee with the Mayor for this Friday, October 4th, 2013. I'm Gary Stevens. 8:34 is our time, 66 degrees in Holland. We'll have a CBS News update in a couple of moments. I do want to get your thoughts on a pairing earlier this week at a candidates forum over at the Herrick District Library, sure. sponsored by a group of a consortium of organizations. Three of you and Mike Trithewey were in attendance, but three of your colleagues who are running for re-election were not in attendance for various reasons. But the sponsorship of this forum may have been put into question because as we dealt with some of the tough issues that you've had to deal with in your time as mayor, the anti-gay discrimination ordinance situation was part of it, and part of the people organizing this past Tuesday's forum were on the other side of the fence on the issue that you and others in the council decided against.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak exactly for my colleagues who didn't come. I know there were a variety of reasons. For example, one of the members of council, Brian Birch, was actually on television and, for Art Prize at that particular
Yeah, he's
moment.
Kind of so, busy this week.
it's you know, the final week of Art Prize. He's the communications director, and that seems to me to be a pretty understandable kind of reason as to why not to be there. Let me say this, that the forum I thought was well run. It was civil. It was, I think, done well. But you're right. It was certainly sponsored. The lead sponsorship, the communication that came from the organizers came from the Holland Is Ready group and, very fine people. But one of the candidates seeking to replace one of the incumbents is on the board of directors of that organization. I think Holland Is Ready has been actually out, canvassing neighborhoods on behalf of that particular candidate. So, I mean, I guess I can kind of understand why there might be some reticence for specifically that person's opponent to say, boy, is this really a forum that,
is impartial?
Well, yeah, right. And, the League of Women Voters is going to have their own forum, and I think that all the contested candidates will be there. Actually, I'm not invited to that one.
That's on the 15th.
Could be. Honestly, I haven't been invited to it. So I think they're just inviting the folks that have challengers. I don't want to seem like I'm disparaging the group. For heaven's sakes, they ran a nice event, and I think it was informative for those who were there. But, you can't escape the fact that there's context and some of this comes into play as to whether or not somebody attends.
Yeah, somebody attends, but also, you and Mike were against that amendment, but yet you stood up and said, okay, this is what I'm saying, and if somebody had a question about that, they could have asked you.
Sure, and it was one of the topics that was brought up, but it certainly wasn't the only one. I mean, there were many other topics that were brought up, and, as I think most people, when they vote for a candidate, whether it's a local candidate, state, or national candidate, it's not necessarily one issue. There are some, maybe it's one issue, but most people say, I have my choice between usually two, and you take the totality of one versus the totality of the other, and which one is better.
And finally, Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, I know that whenever we chat, it's a little bit more serious, a little bit more nuts and bolts, shall we say.
Yeah, sweating here.
I'm trying my level best to make it cordial, but also another topic that it's done well, and that is fundraising for Windmill Island
yes.
Gardens. I believe Evergreen Commons got a challenge taken care of. I think the latest?
Freedom Village.
Oh, Freedom Village, yeah, yes. Freedom Village. Yep. They had the challenge taken yep. care of.
That challenge was actually taken care of pretty quickly.
And that's the point I want to make.
Yeah.
People are rallying around as one.
Yeah. There's really sort of what I would say, you can either slice it in twice or three ways. One is the windmill. And the windmill is primarily, that's where a lot of the private funding has gone so far. None of the bike path millage from the township is going there. None of the discussion that we had this week on some potential city monies going into it, that's not windmill related. There's a letter to the editor earlier in the week that I think kind of confused a bit of the two, which is understandable. It's a project, but ultimately the only thing that's going on right now is the restoration of the windmill. The other pieces, the bridge to the north side, some of the pathwork improvements, those will happen when the funding is in place. The funding's not in place, and it's not going to happen yet. We're hopeful by 2015 to have all that in process, which 2015 would be the 50th anniversary of the island. So
yeah.
That's the hope.
It'll be kind of fun, and hopefully it'll be A-okay.
Yeah, we hope. And the windmill project, last I heard, is going quite well. Actually, they were a little bit ahead of schedule, last I heard. And so it's full speed ahead or something like that.
Indeed. You'll be talking to Brett next week.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes.
We'll still happily accept donations of any amount.
Oh, yes. Cheerfully accept donations.
Two places. You can send them to the Community Foundation of the Holland Zealand area, right on 8th Street. Or you can send them to City Hall. My attention, if you indicate what it's for, we'll make sure it gets into that fund.
Indeed. Hallie Mayor Kurt Dykstra, as always, thank you very much for joining us on Coffee with the Mayor.
Good to be with you.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
That's Island Mayor Kurt Dykstra with Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC. 66 degrees in Island at 8:39, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. We'll take care of CBS News along with Island's hometown traffic and forecast. Meet of the week straight ahead on Island's hometown station, 1450 WHTC.